time for the dumbest arguments ever.
We have Erin on the phone, and Erin is all riled up about an argument she's having with her boyfriend. Erin, good morning. What's going on?
All right. Last night, we got in this huge fight. My boyfriend, he insists that when he makes spaghetti, he wants to snap his noodles in the pot and cut them in half. Like, he insists on it. And I get so mad. I'm like, please don't do that. It's too small to spin. It's ridiculous. Don't snap them in half. Like, what are we? What are we, five? We need our noodles snapped in half?
Yeah, I feel like that's a big no-no.
You do it like you mean before he drops in the pot, the hard noodles, right? He cracks them in half?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I've seen people do that.
And then noodle pieces get everywhere, too, by the way. Like, so you're finding them everywhere all the time.
No, you mean the broken noodle pieces?
Yeah, broken noodle pieces. They get everywhere. And then spaghetti's not fun anymore to eat. And I just always, I just get so, ugh. And then we got in a huge fight about it.
What is his explanation? Like, why does he want to do that?
Well, he's like, well, how else does it all get cooked? Because then, and I'm like, well, it gets cooked because it gets heated up really fast, and then it just falls in the pot.
Right.
And he's like, no, then it doesn't. It's not even. And I'm like, you don't know it's not even.
What? Okay, all right. What's your boyfriend's name?
Josh.
Josh. All right, let's call Josh and find out why he's ruining spaghetti and making it not fun anymore.
Hello?
Josh.
Yes, who's this?
Josh, good morning. My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Josh.
Josh, we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, okay,
good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We also have your girlfriend, Erin, on the phone.
Hi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She called us really upset this morning. Do you know why?
No, why?
Well, apparently you're destroying her spaghetti before it's even cooked.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we talked about that.
You called a radio station because of this?
Yeah.
Well, we had an argument, and they do a segment where they, talk about it. And I figured, I don't know, it was just a dumb thing we were fighting about. It was just, I just feel like, what kind of insane person breaks noodle?
Yeah.
Because then it's noodle pieces.
Josh, why do you snap your noodles before you cook them?
This is the dumbest thing to call anybody for, honey.
We've actually heard dumber.
Yeah. What? I know. Listen. Let's get back to the. Let's stay focused. Why do you snap your spaghetti noodles before you pop them in the pot?
Because that's how you make it fit in the pot. Everybody does this. This way, it fits, so you're not having half cooked spaghetti.
Not everybody does this. Not everybody does this.
I think that's like a big no-no.
How do you fit it in the pot? It fits in the pot when you break it up.
Why would they make it that length if that's not what it was supposed to be? Why wouldn't they just make it half the size? And then, it's spaghetti. That's the point.
That's a good point.
That is an excellent question, yeah.
Right. My entire life, this is how I've cooked spaghetti, and I've cooked it for other people, too. And you're actually the first person to ever have a problem with it.
Maybe I'm the first reasonable person you've ever known.
Okay. Right. Maybe.
You're dating a bunch of crazy people. Hang on one second, you two. We have some people that want to comment. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Do you break the spaghetti before you cook it, or do you just dump it all in the pot? Sherry from Arlington, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, what do you do with your noodles? Do you snap them or just dump them in the pot?
I snap them.
Why do you snap them?
I just do because it makes it shorter, and that way when you, it's not so long when you twirl it around your fork.
Yeah, some people, don't want to have the super long noodles.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a super long noodle, Megan?
I mean, kids, I don't know. If you're cooking for your kids, you don't want to, have a long noodle.
I've never.
Which really sounds bad.
I've never met a woman who told me she wished my noodles were shorter. I'm just going to say that.
Well, now at Publix, they have the short noodles that already snap.
Oh, really?
And I buy those now. Yes. I buy them all the time.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I've seen people snap them. I've just never actually hung out with anybody who's a snapper.
I bet you the people who snap really piss Italians off. I feel like that's
what are you doing? I my noodles.
I feel like that's such a huge no-no.
Well, really in Italy, spaghetti is soft when you cook it. And those hard noodles, that's not how Italians make noodles. They make everything fresh. So you just drop the fresh noodles in the pot anyway.
Oh, right.
Hey, Ashley from Orange Park. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, what do you do? Do you snap?
I usually do, or I buy, there's like a brand, I can't remember the name of it right now, but they actually make like shorter spaghetti noodles. Like I'm like half size, like a little short box.
Oh, they do. Yeah, that's what the woman before you said.
Like the short box.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
They're called pot size.
Why do you, but I mean, is it really that big a deal? Do you find that it's difficult to, cook the full size noodles in a pot?
Well, it just, I guess it depends on the brand, but I've had them like take too long to cook down. And then the noodles, like at the end that are sticking out of the pot, get like all hot and stuff.
Wow. All right. Hey, thanks so much. I've never seen, I'm going to go look for the short noodles in the aisle. Meredith from Atlantic Boulevard, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What'd you want to say? Do you snap or not?
I guess I have a problem because I break my spaghetti in half before I put it in the pot.
Oh, see? So, I mean, a lot of people do it. I don't think there's any, well, maybe there is, according to some people. Well, I was going to say, I don't know if there's a right way or not, but.
Yeah.
So, there is a technique so that the spaghetti, broken spaghetti, doesn't get all over the place, like she said. You break it into the pot as you're putting it in, number one.
Right.
And number two, there's another reason. So if you're cooking something like angel hair pasta, which cooks in like 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you want it to all cook evenly. And
yeah.
she brings another good point. It should be cut in half already as it comes in the store, because that would be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
I guess it is.
Maybe I have some kind of weird water in my house, but I don't have trouble with half my spaghetti being overcooked and the other half still being crunchy. It all just kind of, you know, falls into the pot, like she said, and eventually just cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe it's just
I mean, that's what I thought.
Yeah, maybe I'm just super skilled.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it.
I got skills. Heidi from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Do you snap your spaghetti or do you just cook it?
I grew up poor, and the reason why we snap our spaghetti is not only because it's easier to manage.
You know, it's not actually more, though. That's just they're trying to trick you.
Well, it went further.
It's like if you have a pizza and you cut it into four slices because you don't think you should eat eight slices, you know?
Who does that?
I do. I'm like, if I eat eight slices of pizza, I'm a pig, so just cut it into four. 340-9595. Hey, Carl from the beaches, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
Great. What'd you want to say, Carl?
I got one thing to tell this guy is run, Forrest, run. If she's going to be like this right now, next thing you know, she's going to be telling them how many plies of toilet paper to use or what pants to wear and what friends to have.
I mean, I figure that's just what girlfriends do, though.
Like, no.
Oh.
Not mine.
Oh, all right.
Not mine. We're unequal. Hey, she doesn't cook perfect, neither do I, but I like my spaghetti cut in half. I don't like it sticking way out of the pot.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Things you never thought you'd hear anyone say.
Nobody tells me what to do.
You ain't going to tell me what to do with my spaghetti. I'm going to sit here, wear my pants I want to wear, hang out with my friends I want to hang out with. This is Brittany from Live Oak. Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Hey, great. How are y'all doing?
Great, Brittany. What'd you want to say?
I literally think this is the most ridiculous argument I have ever heard of in my life.
Well, mission accomplished.
Spaghetti? Really?
Well, what do you do with yours?
I snap mine in half also, and my kids love it. I love it. I've done it since my mom did it for me when I was a kid. I just don't see the problem with it.
That's weird. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think, like, my wife never snaps it in half. Her parents don't snap it in half. I'm trying to figure out what makes one person to snap it and the other person not.
I mean, I get why you do it, to fit it all in the pot. I understand it. But I just don't know if it's completely necessary.
Megan, what do you do when you cook spaghetti?
I don't cook pasta.
Oh, okay. No, Megan's like, well, first I call Carrabba's Takeout.
I don't think I've ever cooked pasta before.
You've never cooked pasta?
No, I mean, I make like zucchini noodles and stuff like that. I don't really eat like pasta.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I love pasta. Don't get me wrong. It's
right?
just like a, if I'm going to
snap your
if
zucchini
I'm gonna,
noodles
here's the
in
thing.
Half.
If I'm going to cheat and like eat pasta, I want it to be actually good. So I don't want to make it.
Oh, that's a good
I want to like
too.
Go somewhere
yeah.
that's going to be delicious.
That's a great point. Lobster mac and cheese. Here we come. Erica, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great, Erica. What do you want to say? Do you break your noodles or just throw them in the pot?
I have always been taught to break the noodles in half. It's easier to manage, and they don't stick together, and they don't get undercooked.
Wow. Hmm. All right. You know what? Nobody has said they just cook spaghetti normally, which
I
means
maybe we're not normal.
We're not normal, or those people just have way better things to do than to jump into this argument.
I mean, to me, I don't know if it takes longer to cook it that way or not, but I mean, I've never done it, honestly. So
you've never not broken it.
I've never not broken them. I've always broken them. That's how I was taught. My mom taught me how to cook it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've never read the directions again on the spaghetti because I feel like it's pretty easy. But maybe the directions, you don't happen to have a thing of spaghetti with you now, do you?
No, I don't. I'm not home, but yeah.
All right, when I get home, first thing I'm going to do is check the spaghetti and see if the
You're
directions
gonna
say.
You're going to make some spaghetti?
No, I'm not going to make it. I'm just going to read
like,
the package.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I mean, I really am, actually. I can go for a big bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go home and I'm going to check the package and I'm going to see if it says to break the noodles.
I also break them over the pot. So, when you break them in half, take it little by little and break it in half, it doesn't go everywhere.
Right. She may just be doing it wrong. She may be taking out like a reciprocating saw or something, you know, or table saw. She might be trying to do it with scissors. Some people just don't get. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate time to make spaghetti.
Seems unnecessary.
Throw it in the box.
The dumbest arguments ever.